get going.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to sit a little bit forward, speak into the microphone.
Sure.
Perfect. Right, first question. First of all, sorry, Tab U. I'm Nick Russell. I think it's the last one of the day.
Fine.
I'm sales director of Tab.
Okay.
First question, who are you and what company are you from?
Okay, Jim Nash, Tuscan Capital.
Industry legend.
I'm not sure about that because sometimes there's good legends and bad legends. But,
fair enough.
You know, we'll go for a good
fair
one,
enough.
Hopefully.
Infamous then, legend.
That'll do. Nice,
infamous legend.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about Tuscan Capital.
Okay, Tuscan, only a small company. There's only 13 of us there. The CEO has been around for a little while, Colin Sanders, goes back many years. I worked with him on and off. This will be my fourth time of actually working with him, back in the days of GE, when the market, going back a long time ago, then went on to Money Partners. We had the crash, went away, came back again, and just worked with some various lenders. Notorious lenders, Candy Brothers, some people might have heard of them in London, built one Hyde Park, the most expensive real estate in London. So worked there for a while, moved on for a short while, and came back and joined him nearly 2 years ago. So bridging finance is mainly what we do.
Yeah.
We develop and exits, and we do a term facility as well, up to 3 years, so which helps with people trying to stabilize their income on mainly type, maybe development, exits, perhaps put on a fee.
Sounds like a good product for this market, yeah.
Yeah, great product for the market. So, yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
Good
that's
stuff. Next question.
Mm.
For young people getting into this space,
yeah,
tell us why they should want to come and work here in our industry.
Okay, right. I started in the industry, I suppose, to be fair, because I fell out of banking. I used to work for Lloyds Bank when I first started it in the financial world. And I went to join a brokerage in Harrow at the time, many, many years ago, obviously. I just found it so much more exciting. I could do the 9-to-5 job standing on my head in the bank.
Yeah.
People will say this all the time. It is the buzz of the job. There are highs and lows. But there's more highs than lows, and it's just more exciting, and you've got more freedom.
Fast-paced.
It is. It's just everything's a nice place.
Yeah.
And people all talk about it, but I work as a national sales manager, and everyone accuses me of a Friday afternoon. I have every Friday afternoon off. I'm meeting people strategically,
yeah,
in the local pub.
That's Isn't that true. The benefits of the job?
Yeah,
perks of the job?
It's a could be, but I'm sitting here talking to you.
Exactly.
I'm talking business. They can't all be true.
No, exactly. I mean, once a year is pretty good, Jim.
yeah.
Okay, what is your greatest challenge in your business at the moment?
I suppose, if you're honest, it is competition.
Yeah.
You know, at the moment, right, A, there's competition because, I don't know, let's say there's 100 other lenders out there who might be in our field in one way or another.
Yeah.
So that's obviously one aspect. The other one, I suppose, at the moment is what is difficult is for some people selling the concept of interest rates are going up. But I do remind people, or I remind myself, is that when I started in the business X number of years ago, paying 1% a month for a bridging loan was actually the norm.
Yeah, me too. 10 years ago, if you got 0.99, you were winning in life.
You were absolutely winning in life. So again, it's a case of selling
the problem. The problem is the yields, yeah, right? And everything's propped up by cheap debt.
And that's it, okay? So it's like everything. If you're paying 1%, but at the end of the day, you are going to have a capital gain of whatever, what's the outcome in pounds and pence? And if you're still going to make money, then unfortunately you still have to pay the
I mean,
price
I always try and
is.
Phrase it in the sense of, look, it's only, if you're deducting interest, really you're only netting a bit less, right? I understand, if you're not having to worry about serviceability,
yeah,
you just need, it's probably only, not much more cash needed up front between 0.75 or 1% a month on a loan under £1 million in terms of a net loan advance.
Agreed.
So the overall impact isn't horrific because you're not having to worry about, can the property sustain the loan? Once you get out of the bridging loan, yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And of course, with bridging, you know this yourself, you can part service, part deduct, makes it more affordable, get some small money day one than what they might have expected, but you can get a little bit more to them day one. Obviously, they've got to prove that somehow they're going to finance it. And it doesn't necessarily have to come from the property that we're talking about the bridging loan on. We've got a portfolio.
Exactly.
We've got the portfolio. So.
All right, good stuff. Right. bit of this time.
Go on.
How high do you think the Bank of England base rate will end up going to its maximum?
It's funny, do you know what? We do a variable rate interest in our facility, which we only introduced a few months ago. And when people ask me that question, I say, well, look, do you know what? I can't answer that. But if it goes above 3.5%, then the variable will actually work out more expensive than our fixed. So that then becomes that calculated judgment from the client. Same way as if you go for a fixed rate mortgage.
Yeah.
2 year fixed to this, what's going to happen? Okay, right.
Depends on your business plan.
Yeah. Rishi's now in situ. And by all accounts, the market settled down a little bit. So where there was expectations there maybe literally a 2 weeks ago, are we going to hit fours? We're going to hit five.
Sixes, six and a half and by more, April.
I come from a background where first mortgage 14% first mortgage rate.
Yeah,
it's like, come on, folks, this is almost a real world to me. I don't think it'll hit 4%.
I really don't.
I think that I just think the market will stabilise. I think Rishi is actually doing not too bad a job. And I think, you know,
well, it will soon become apparent, won't it?
Absolutely. You can get fixed rates now. Fixed rates have already dropped on long-term mortgages.
Swaps have dropped as well, haven't they? And
So anyway, that's
all right.
Prediction for what it's
Thank
worth.
You. Appreciate it. Right, another one. It's a bit more of a negative. How far do you think house prices will fall in percentage terms?
All right, but that being too personal, I hope not too far, because I'm actually selling a property at the moment.
Right, okay. Right, if we can all hold off just for Jim's sale.
Just until my sale goes through, and I'm all over the estate agent saying I'm getting a little bit nervous now. I think they will drop a little bit. I do.
5, 10, 15?
Do you know what? Not that long ago, I would have been going for the 10% bracket. I'm back into the 5%.
Okay. You've got some positivity going on here.
Yeah. I'll nail the 5% to the mast.
Okay.
See what happens.
All right. We will review this.
Indeed.
In 12 months' time when we're back on this podcast.
Absolutely.
Okay. What do you like about the lending space at the moment?
Oh, okay. The lending space where interest rates have gone up. Just spoke about property values maybe coming down. What's there still to like about it? Again, it's a little bit unfair. Talking about our company personally,
the variable rate
maybe will help offset and gives you that calculated gambled risk about taking a fix or go with the variable at the moment. So, you know, I say exciting. It's interesting.
Just, I know it's not really about me. It's the fact that we've got to be a bit more creative.
Absolutely.
It's been such a race to the bottom and very, very vanilla lending.
Yeah.
Now we've all got to lean on our experience in our careers and make some different changes and calls. And I find that quite exciting.
Right. And where we now, again, our company have just made some changes. Okay, they're not the most innovative, but AVMs.
Yeah.
We are the AVMs now, or home track. So your AVMs where...
Sorry, for anyone listening who may not know, what is an AVM?
Okay, so you have an AVM, which is literally it's an algorithm, if you like, that's in the background, which we can get within 24 hours saying how much this algorithm thinks that property is worth.
So it's automated valuation method, yeah?
Automated valuation method. Okay, which is calculated on the back of maybe recent price sales, or house sales, okay, what's that, the land reg. They put it all together and they give you a confidence level in how much you think that property should be worth. With us, if any property... it's up to a value of $750,000 that you can use. But if you're buying that property, we can use 70% on an AVM.
Mm-hmm.
And if that works out and the client's happy with that, we'll lend them 70% on the back of an AVM, which costs them nothing.
Yep.
Okay, and it is done within 24, 48 hours maximum. So much quicker and cheaper than
that.
And at the moment...
Also, if it does downvalue considerably, the price that they've paid for the valuation isn't so much of it's not impeding them too badly.
We only offer the AVM free. Moment.
Okay.
So again, you can go for something slightly different. Just to get too, Hanel's not on the word about it, but to go too in depth about it. If you're capital raising, you can use AVMs with us up to 60%, or you can use what's called a home track. It's like a hybrid in between a full valuation and an automated valuation. Okay.
And we'll is that for values up to what values?
750.
Sorry, I think you said that. Yeah.
Which I fully accept within London. it works, but outside London and where England or Wales, used it on a numerous amount of occasions.
Brilliant.
I can assure you.
Love a bit of innovation, always good.
Other innovation, if I could just throw in there, such likes as asking for PGs now.
Yeah.
65% or less, we don't even ask for them.
Okay.
Search indemnities. At this moment in time, I actually have a deal at the moment where I say, look, have you got searches from 2 years ago? You can show us that pack and let us take a view on it. If not, indemnify it. So it's search indemnities,
okay.
Day one.
All right. So you're just trying to make it as seamless as possible.
It's just such a fast track underwriting process now.
Take some of the nervousness out of the situation.
Absolutely.
Good stuff, mate. Okay, what is the best piece of advice you've ever been given in your career?
Not to become a chippy and join the bank.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to do. So if you want to take it from that point of view, I got a CSE grade one, being a chippy, and that's what I wanted to do. And I was going to join my dad on the building site.
Yeah.
And then I went and got an interview with Lloyds. I got the job. My mum was all made up that I was going to get a job in the bank. It was such a big thing back in those days. And my dad carried on working on the building site, and I just thought, 6 a.m. starts, no. Not having that. And I'm glad I went for. So, best choice, join the bank.
Fine. So, if Jim had his way, we'd have no carpenters in the UK and everyone would be a banker.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. So, you'd have nothing to lend on because there'd be no one else to build it. But brilliant, but great piece of advice, Jim.
I think you've just twisted that story.
I have. Just for a laugh, mate. Yeah. No, it's good advice. And last but not least, if you could have a dinner party and you could invite three guests, dead or alive, who would they be?
Right. Okay. Again, go back a small bit, Shania Twain.
Okay.
I don't know if you know, but back in the days, I'm going back a few years,
I know Shania Twain, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Say no more.
Semi-country singer, yeah.
But the wife likes her as well.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying.
All
okay.
Right. Second, you had to put that in there, didn't you?
I didn't have to put that in there. Is that called in the platonic way? I'm not sure what they
expect. Yeah, fine, listen.
But,
whatever you're into, mate. Yeah, go on.
Second person. Do you know who I would have? I would have King Charles.
Really?
Yeah, and don't say spaniel or anything like that at all, okay? King Charles, I just think he's got off to a fair enough start.
Yeah.
I love the Queen, I really did, okay? I thought she was brilliant. And he seems to have made himself more approachable now.
Mm.
Okay, and he has got things about him that I do agree with. I do.
Well, he's top G now, isn't he?
Absolutely. You know, so there you go. King Charles, and thirdly, do you know what? I'll let Matt Hancock come out.
Oh, bloody hell.
Can I tell you why? I will tell you why. Because
he's a plonker?
Because, Matt, do you know what? You've helped yourself well on these first two or three trials, okay? And I don't watch I'm a Jungle, the wife does. I'm watching it because of Matt Hancock, okay? So, number one, he's now got 5 years' income out of about 2 weeks in, 2 weeks
yeah.
Been as a minister. Fair play to you, okay? Number two, I want him to come round for dinner because in about 6 months' time, I want to have a chat with him. What's his strategy? Because he will be getting back into the party, and I just want to know what his strategy is to get back in. Because he will. He'll be back.
Fair enough.
There's another
interesting mix.
For you.
Interesting mix.
I don't particularly like talking politics all the time, but I just think it'll be an interesting conversation. I think he's got a secret agenda.
Fair enough. Okay. Don't they all?
Well, that is true. That is true. So,
mate.
Anything else?
Brilliant. Top man.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much.
More than welcome.
Brilliant.
All right.
Good to see you, mate.